This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So, Mr. Mbogas, before we go, we are only left with 14 minutes before we go. Right. On the Thursdays, it's all about a lifestyle, all things lifestyle. You know, we are preaching this healthy habitude, you know, the healthy habits and attitude, habitude. Understand, while we are having a conversation about things that are directly or they directly affect us from the choices we make, from the attitude we have about the social issues, you know, our vast personalities, everything and anything lifestyle. Have you ever made a bad choice that left you, you know, questioning your whole existence? Like, what am I still living for? Not in a suicidal way, but rather you are acknowledging that you are crushed and it will take a lot of gut and a lot of hard work to bounce back. Have you found yourself in that situation now?
Yo, yabona njengamanje sizoba personal.
Yeah.
Sizoba personal, but okay, I won't say exactly because mina ngumuntu ogileka kanjalo yabo. So sekuphenduke inorm. Sekunormal. But the only thing engithandayo ngaleyo nto ukuthi you grow each and every day.
Yes.
Yabona, each and every time uma ubhekana ne-challenge kanjalo uzizwa sengathi kukhona into eshodayo, kukhona into engingayenzile kahle kahle. And you keep on looking ukuthi kahle kahle kushoda ngapi, uyabo? So it happens kaningi. Angeke ngize ngithi mhlambe kukhona engingakusho because ngicabanga ukuthi kungase kuphume esandleni, and lesi sikhathi lesi sinazo sincane kakhulu mangathiwa angichazi ukuthi kwakwenzakaleni.
Yeah,
but nje ama university students maningi aya relate, and yey,
ziyakhala. Yeah,
na last week bezikhala, na izolo bezikhala, and zisazokhala, but as long as isifunda, it's fine.
Mina, I have found myself in a situation where I normally don't regret the things inside because I'm a very observant person. I psychoanalyze this into and meditate about something, you know, before I do it. But there was this time that I found myself questioning, Ugutena, am I insane? Why could I, like, you know, do such a thing, you know? Back in 2017, me and the other person, you know, I will call him the business associate. We had a farm, you understand? Okay. It was a farm. We were selling goats. It was like, you know, a livestock farm. We called it Mnova Livestock, you understand? And right. I had no capital, or I had nothing in my bank account. And this person was like, okay, because I know, Gutena, you can be, we can capitalize on your skills, you know, the way your analytical skills. I can actually use you, Gulet department. When are you going to come with your brains? And I mean, I'm going to come with my capital.
Yeah,
or, you know, revenue to start the business. Okay, I was like, because I'm doing nothing, I just finished Ilokuzani degree, I'm a UNISA of psychology, and I had no money to pay for my school fees. I'm still owing a UNISA, so I don't have my qualification with me. So I was like, okay, let me do it, because I'm a very analytical person. You know, and people are banning with less being and how can we use your brain? You understand? I was like, okay, yeah, I can't be the brain behind something, but not, you know, be hands on. So I joined this other guy, and then things happened, man. I questioned myself if I did accept the offer because I was desperate and there was nothing going on in my life.
Yeah, no?
I was desperate. I was like, okay, ngakileka. Ngakileka. I don't want to lie. I will spend the whole day, you know, taking care of the goats. You understand? Taking care of my books. Whenever there is a client coming in to buy a goat, I'm there. You understand? Yeah, I'm there. So I'm 100% hands on. And there is nothing actually that makes me happy when it comes to imali that I am making out of that. Understand?
So is Vumelana saying, Sasimeganjan?
Is Vumelana saying, every goat edayisayo,
yeah,
there will be a certain percentage ezongena ngamini.
Then that's great.
You understand? Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case. It did not happen. That is not how it happened, actually.
Yo.
Actually, I spent like a year of my life on something that did not benefit me.
So
it did not.
Actually, you were used.
I was used profusely. I was exploited profusely, and I, thinking about it now, I can tell. Look at an eye. I hate 2017. I hate, and if I can tell you, look at an eye, how many goats I will sell a week, and how much was a goat.
Like the whole year,
For the whole year, because I was thinking, okay, this guy is gonna change, because I'm not somebody who is very confrontational. You understand? I don't confront abantu unless you are stepping on my toes.
I think because you are now in deep to this journey of business, I think you will somehow learn how to confront.
I have learned how to confront. I have learned how to stand my ground.
Okay.
I was young by then.
Because maningi abantu abashaywa le yonkinga in business kahle kahle. Abantu abaningi ke banokwengena in business nge fame bayitshela ukuthi it will just blow up kube mnandi.
Yeah.
Uthola ukuthi the only thing ehlezi shaya sabantu imali.
Yeah.
Imali yokuqala. So kukhona umuntu avela aqhamuka ukuthi no nginayo imali ngizokwazi ukuthi ngifunde ibusiness lakho siliqale. Bese ethi I'm not going to be an investor, ngizoba a shareholder. That's where it goes wrong. That's where it goes wrong. Bazokutshela abanye ama victim maningi. I've been ama workshop amaningi eThekwini and so many people are suffering from the one and the same thing.
Bafuna ukwenzani kanti bona?
So abantu abaningi kahle I have a friend kahle she is running her business lapha ehluhluwe uyafunda la enzi marketing so make phuma waqala isitolo sakhe and many people wanted to have ama shares esitolo not ukuthi efake imali akhokhelwe back.
Oh,
so it's a game.
Yeah, it's a game. When it comes to e-business, I've actually made wrong choices or bad decisions. When it comes to business, I know Gutena, Savita is doing well. I must say, Savita is doing well. It's just that there's still a long way to go when it comes to marketing the business, you know, getting it now out there, not only in KZN, you know, make it an international establishment. But I'm on those things, man. I'm working on that. But 2017, I questioned myself, you know, for the whole year, 12 months, working for something that did not benefit me. It was benefiting the next person. And this person was making a fortune out of my misfortune.
I was not even going to last even 2 months. I was not. I mean, immediately when you are not paying me, that means I have to stay away from you.
Man, I think I was young and, I was young. My head wasn't straight. Like, my thought processes went straight.
Yeah.
And njengamanje, I learned to gutena, you have to stand your ground. People out there will actually use you to make fortune out of you. You understand? And you have to be wash all the time. You ban wash. So have you made the bad choices or the bad decision and then you ended up asking yourself, what is it that I'm still living for? But not that you are suicidal, but you're acknowledging Utena, you are crushed and it will take a lot of hard work and I'm a gut to bounce back. I have Mr. Mthabela, Usiphakeme waka Mthabela, by the way, umngane wami ofundisa lapha Hilton College. Uthi, I'm doing something that I never thought I will do in my whole entire life. I am a teacher and I've never dreamt myself being a teacher. That's one of the bad decisions that I made, but I'm enjoying it. I'm falling in love with it. I'm loving it.
At least he enjoys.
I have Uhopwell all the way from Richards Bay. Uthi njengamanje, I have a bad choice, bad decision that I made. I have a bad decision that I made. I was supposed to, you know, enroll for my honors in BA, but I did not do that. Right now, I'm still looking for umsebenzi. If I was at school, maybe things would be easier for me. But again, life goes on. Yeah, life goes on.
Good luck, NRP.
Life goes on. on. And then we have Uthando Lwethu. Uthi, yeah, I made a bad decision or a bad choice, but not by not saving my NSFAS while I still had it. Right now, financially, I'm in ICU.
Ugudla,
South Africa yonke, Uthando Lwethu. That was MUT, Hlanganani Midday Show, right here on MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future.
Yeah. This is an MUT Radio podcast.